But first, our thought for the day. Martin Spettigue is in the studio. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mark. Last Thursday was the peak of the Hajj, the massive gathering of Muslims at Mecca, which is the spiritual center for Islam. The Hajj, or pilgrimage, is the fifth and last pillar of Islam. It is a sacred journey that Muslims must take at least once in their lifetime. And as a result of this pilgrimage, their sins are forgiven. Some 2 million Muslims from 160 countries attended the pilgrimage, and many of these came in the twilight years of their life, having spent years preparing themselves both spiritually and financially. The Hajj involves a demanding prayer schedule and complicated rituals. The pilgrims walk the same ground that Muhammad did 1,400 years ago, and they circle the sacred stone structure of the Kaaba, or cube, which was the first building constructed to worship the one God. Mecca had always been a major trade center, and idols were often brought by the Persians and Syrian traders, and some of these were placed in the Holy Kaaba. It was Muhammad who cleared the Kaaba of idols and established it as the first building in which there was worship only for the one God. Many of the rituals recall the life of Abraham, or Ibrahim, who was the first person to perform the Hajj. Genesis 22 tells us the Abraham story, whereby Abraham's faith and commitment to God were demonstrated by his willingness, at God's command, to offer as a sacrifice his long-awaited son. There is differing emphasis and detail, but the Abraham story is a shared story and is embedded in the foundations of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths. Just as the Hajj is a time of affirming the oneness of God and the unity of the faithful, so it could also be a time for Jews, Christians, and Muslims to affirm their common roots and recognize that this could bring about a oneness and harmony amongst them. Goodbye.